Good morning. It's a horrible night here in Omen City, and you can all stay tuned to find out why. For now, it's the curfew hours, and Mara, stop phasing through the studio walls. We've been through this. Today I am in studio with Mara, our receptionist, if any of you remember well. A little about Mara. For those of you who must know, we are unaware of the circumstances of her death, but we here at Vaguely AM are not prejudiced towards those we hire, and thus easily and readily accepted the ghost into our studio as our receptionist. She works hard and is a vital member of our team here at Vaguely AM.
I don't sleep, and I'm not an occupational hazard.
You are when you phase through studio walls.
It's only to save time. Having to put energy into opening doors is such a pain.
Unfortunately for you, it's called being civilized, especially while we're on air. You know, that blaring green light that spells O-N-A-I-R.
You might have a point, but other points could be made as well.
Vulture dared you to do it, didn't they?
I do not take dares, but yes, that may be the case. After all, it was a double dog dare.
Anyway, today's weather has been redacted. There is no weather. It doesn't exist. I can't explain to you what it feels like outside because the only way to describe it is that it is horrible and I hate it. This is why, Omen City, it is a horrible night.
If you think the weather is terrible, you should see Councilman Peter's face tonight.
Is everyone walking in the studio tonight? What is it? Throw out all manners and any semblance of civility day. Also, what have you done now?
What makes you think I did anything? I can do what I want and when I want to, and it's bold of you to assume you can stop me. But for your information, I didn't do a damn thing. I was simply jumping the rooftops and saw the bastard running down the street screaming, blood dripping from his eyes, and
I don't want to think about that one, thanks.
Shame.
Why do the councilmen never show up as ghosts too, though?
They either have no souls, or their souls are captured and bound to their clones. I'm unsure about the details, and I've never been curious enough to venture down there and ask. Not that I'd want to, anyway.
It's not like they could do anything to us, though. I'd kind of like to see what they could come up with if they dared to.
That isn't why. I try not to meddle in too many of the council's affairs. They're all way too sticky for my liking. Except maybe Barry, but only rarely, and only when he brings us cupcakes.
I don't like them.
You can't eat them.
And that means I'm not allowed to not like them anyway?
I mean, I guess you have a point.
Thank you.
Well, I will happily take your share for you, Mara. I'll swap you a peach for it if you'd like.
I do like peaches. Even if I can't eat them, I can sort of taste them, which is nice.
Whose phone was that? I've told you both not to have your phones on in the studio.
I never have mine on me.
I don't even have a phone.
Then how does anyone get in touch with you?
Black magic, usually. Bone offerings, crying, summoning rituals, or just swearing really loudly when you call me.
I like swearing at you in German. But seriously, whose phone was that?
Zen, sweetheart, that was your phone.
Oh, right. Well, I should really turn that off. Okay.
Who was that?
Agent Nanara Hart. I've recently been put in contact with her. It was about Councilman Peter. She has been investigating some strange happenings which I have been advised strongly against discussing. In return for me keeping an eye out for anything she's looking for, she's been giving me information about things that I have been reporting on. Like Councilman Peter. She's on the scene now.
Really?
Of course. She and her team are investigating what happened, as best as they can during curfew hours. Someone found his body in a pool of black blood and, Well, the council really does work fast. Her office has been given a notice that they need not investigate further, and the body has vanished in a blur of council cronies. Several scavengers are on the scene, but there is nothing for them there anymore.
Are you sure that's all the text said? And it's not because you find her particularly alluring?
Of course not. Agent Hart knows it's strictly business when we're both working, but I do hope if she's listening that she stays safe.
Zen, you're completely fucking hopeless.
All right. In any case, fellow citizens of Omen City, if you see any other councilmen wandering about in similar conditions, good luck if you continue to approach them. Otherwise, I'd advise you walk the other way and try to find some easier prey. Otherwise, you will become a meal for their cleanup crew. They've done more than just take away the body, they've taken out all the scavengers around it as well.
I wonder what all of that is about. Actually, don't tell me. I really do not need or want to know.
I'm sure if it's anything we need to worry about, I'll find out soon enough. Though I really hope not if it means having to go outside. Tonight's weather is just horrid, and I absolutely do not understand the appeal of hunting in these conditions. There is a reason I moved to Omen City, and this weather isn't it. I thought I turned that off. Alright, Omen City, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back with the community announcements. Remember, if you see anything, or just want to make an announcement yourself, feel free to send them into any of our pages. Welcome back, Omen City. Did you miss me?
I can think of a few people who'd miss you.
Shut it, you. Not helping. So, we've had many new announcements come in during the day, and a few in the last few minutes alone. One that came in about midday yesterday, which may not be related to tonight's weather, but probably isn't helping it. ML Pony has sent in a message saying, "At the clown leaving sandcastles in the buses, please stop. They're slippery and make uncomfortable squelching sounds, and I was late for work because my foot got stuck in one of them. Please. We have swimming pools for a reason." Well, to whoever is transporting the sandcastles from the swimming pools onto our public transport, have some sense and try your best to refrain from making everyone's journey worse than it already is. You wouldn't want those sandcastles ending up in your socks now, would you?
Has that helpful Annan updated Metalli yet? It's been a good week and I keep losing count.
They have. The count for citizens is now up to 342, while Councilman Peters has jumped to 230.
I could have sworn there was more than that. I've been out hunting every night for the past week.
I think this helpful Annan hasn't been counting those that are joining the rising zombies. Are they still technically alive?
They are, by all technicalities, alive, since they do eat and move and sleep, apparently. Their minds may not be alive, but they continue to move, thus, alive.
That's just cheating.
Oh, and you would know about that, wouldn't you?
Playing dirty and cheating aren't the same.
And murder and pie don't go together.
I know a certain barber who'd love to disagree with you.
I'm pretty sure that certain barber was chased out of town a long time ago, well before I was ever around.
Mostly for murdering people out of curfew hours. Nasty business, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Not like he's a motherfucking piece of shit.
Watch your mouth, Vulture. We're on air.
Mark me down as terrified and curious.
Curiosity killed the cat, and unless it was being raised to join the undead rankings, satisfaction definitely did not bring it back.
Am I the only one who thinks that saying is stupid, or...
Maybe. Or perhaps it's you that...
If you want to keep your bones, I suggest you shut your goddamn mouth.
I am not scared of the being who fed me wild animals around 1,000 years ago because they were curious to see my powers grow with age.
You were such a tiny little witch then. Now you're just a pain in my ass. Snide little fuck, I should have left you to die under the tree where I found you.
But you didn't.
My first ever grave mistake.
Moving on from the simpler times, now in our city of gracious darkness, we jump onto our next message from the theatre downtown after a certain event pertaining to a woman in white. Sorry, can I get a confirmation in this?
Reported sightings of a woman in white on the corner of Austin and Dalloway has been investigated and is instead just a local theatre trying to advertise for their next stage production of Les Miserables. But they didn't dye the flag for fears of attracting a different sort of crowd. Officer Brindlewine.
Right, thanks. Well, our update from Downtown Theatre says they wanted to put a spin on La Llorona, but its release hadn't gone too well so far, as most city folk are too terrified and, well, with very good reason, many are superstitious. I assure you folks, there is far more to fear in Omen City than a vengeful murderous ghost wife.
I think I saw one last week. Hey Mara, don't you technically count as a woman in white?
You assume I have the will to kill anyone. Or children, or was ever married.
You make a fair point. So more or less, just a really tame woman in white with more spite towards paperwork than unfaithful husbands?
Yeah, you know what? That actually sounds right. Besides, I don't think it was ever the men I was ever interested in.
It was the drugs, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You got me there. It was 100% the drugs that were my full interest type, not the softer, feminine variety of creatures.
Look, not that I blame you for either, but maybe drugs wasn't the best way to go out.
Stay in drugs, kids. Don't do school. Murder during curfew hours.
Next announcement, please, before we actually get cancelled.
It's far too late for that. I was cancelled day one when I mentioned Councilman Elliot's knack for all things cold on air and made a joke on-
Please don't. I wasn't born when the first broadcast aired. Doesn't mean I want to hear it now.
Fine. But Councilman Elliot, we all know what you like and where you live. The final announcement that I'm willing to put on air, and not just defer to the Facebook pages, is from someone who has marked their name as Henry VI.
Wasn't he murdered?
Got something to confess, V.
Nothing you can prove.
Well, anyway, Dead Henry says, Goatman may have his own bridge, but the taxes he pay might not be worth it after all.
What?
That's why I read it. I'll have whatever Henry VI is having.
Real business, though. Does Goatman have to pay taxes on his bridge?
Well, shit, I don't know.
Well, if you happen to listen to Vaguely AM, Goatman, please reply when you can. Otherwise, I'll tax your bridge for myself.
Coming for your bridge, Goatman!
Now that community messages are out of the way, we can get down to business.
To defeat!
Vulture, if you get us shut down for copyright, I will make your life incredibly inconvenient.
Understandable, have a nice day.
As I was saying before we nearly emerged into a musical, the undead that have been roaming the streets have fallen largely in numbers. I am told by local police and Agent Nanara Hart that they believe they have the situation mostly under control, and that citizens should still avoid those that remain, but release themselves from their steady grip of fear.
At worst, the undead are stealing my food. At best, an unworthy pain in my ass.
I had an encounter with a small group the other week. They get rather distracted by fire, seem pretty happy with it if you could even call an increase in rattling breaths being happy. This wasn't even curfew hours, but before sunrise. It's a wonder they run from sunlight when they love fire so much.
Maybe. Just maybe. Here's a theory for you. When the sun rises up in the morning, the undead chase it back and forth across the sky. When the sun sets, they come back to the city after having chased it into the horizon, but it takes them so long that when it does set, the city lights are the nearest thing to the light of the fire. So that's when they come back, and they don't arrive until midnight.
I really want to be angry and argue with you, but has anyone actually followed them to see where they are going?
I tried to, but then I got distracted by Councilman Harry running down the downtown main road being chased by a bunch of ankle biter goblins.
Honestly? Fair. I'd be pretty distracted too. What did they do with him?
They caught him. I've never actually seen someone's hide pick clean that fast, aside from when I do it. Well, actually, no. There was this one time with a pen of pigs and this serial killing farmer from somewhere in Europe. Did you know pigs can devour a whole body in 7 minutes?
Oh, if I were still alive, I think I'd be sick right now.
I did know that. It was very useful in the 1200s and earlier, before I learnt more ways to use and dispose of bodies.
Well, aren't you two just peas in a pod?
Why do you think I've hung around for so long?
To devour my bones when I actually die and consume my power.
Bingo.
And I made the mistake of thinking it was because you actually liked each other.
We spent the first 100 years of our acquaintance running around killing each other. Of course we actually like each other.
Never found a way to make it stick, though.
A damn shame.
I'm so glad I'm dead now.
Doesn't stop your spirit from being consumed.
Or captured for slavery. Or trapped in an ornament, or sold on the market, or...
And I'm leaving. The paperwork! It's calling for me!
Bye, Mara!
How to traumatize your receptionist 101.
Not like any of it was a lie.
That's a fair point. I wonder what would happen if we went too far. Not that I'd want to. Anyway, listeners, I feel you're all hating the redacted weather as much as I am tonight. My informant has let me know that tonight's kill count thus far is at 8 deaths. Is everyone full or just staying home to avoid the nightshade undead? Either way, I'm a little disappointed.
So am I, but then again, it's more because I'm here instead of hunting.
Yes, well, why are you here? And why didn't you bring coffee?
Because someone else told me they wanted to bring your coffee, and I was bored. The streets are too quiet tonight, and there's no councilman or teenagers to terrorize.
You're a bastard, you know that, right?
Does it count as being a bastard if I just appeared myself into existence?
Bastard, parents or no. Anyway, who is bringing my coffee? Sloane is. Thank you, I owe you.
Christ, they're not even here and you're making me sick.
Go to hell.
I'm always in hell when I'm with you, my dear.
On that note, as I am very soon going to be receiving my nightly dose of coffee and buff firefighter...
Gross.
I will be saying a very hurried goodnight here, Omen City. I hope you sleep horribly and that your coffee is burnt. Especially you, Councilman John. Especially you.
This has been episode 3 of Vaguely AM. As always, your host Zen Vaguely is voiced by Ali Rose, and guest appearances this episode were, again, Vulture by Jelly, and also now, Mara, voiced by Birdie. If you want to hear more about Vaguely AM or keep up with us, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Vaguely AM and on Instagram at Vaguely_AM. If you want to send us an email, don't be afraid to hit us up at vaguelyam@outlook.com. We will see you again in 2 weeks for our Friday fortnightly uploads, Omen City.